thank you, Sangers. Happy birthday, Emily. You and Matthew done a good job singing. That was great. We appreciate that. Just keep following the Lord, trusting Him, singing His praises, and He'll bless you down through life.
Amen. Right.
Certainly will. It's good to be in the Lord's house. Good to have everybody with us tonight. I want you to continue to pray for me. I need your prayers that God would help us. We're going to get right into the message the Lord laid on our heart. I want you to pray for us. I want you to turn your Bibles over to the 18th chapter of the book of Jeremiah.
Amen.
We're going to read a few scriptures. The book of Jeremiah, starting at the first verse, 18th chapter. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord said, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wove the work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to pluck it up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you, devise a device against you. Return ye now, every one, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Now, thank you for standing for a reading of the Word of God. Now, we're going to refer back over to go over in the scriptures, and we find that there's some scriptures over in the New Testament that goes along and that with what we was reading. And we find that the Bible teaches us we're going to go down to the potter's house. That's what people need to do. We're going to go down. He's able to do what that he will to the vessel. We are the vessel of the Lord. We was a vessel of dishonor, and he can make us of dishonor. He can make us a vessel of honor. He plainly said that. Over in the 2 Timothy, the second chapter, we're going to read a verse. He said, But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, the same to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. Now we're going to stop right there and make a few statements about what we tell. Now, I know what God was telling Jeremiah. We just read it to you. Go down to the potter's house. Well, we want you to know what's that got to do with us. So we find that we are a vessel in his hands. Therefore, when you make a vessel, the potter makes a vessel, and he takes a hunk of clay, and he puts it on that wheel, and he begins to spin it. What he has to do is take and put moist on his hand, and it will spin.
He will shake it. As it comes up, he will start then going down inside of it and begin to read it out. And therefore, if there's any stones in that, he will rub it out, get it out of that vessel, so it to be a great vessel. And therefore, if there's any blemishes on it, he will spin it and get them out. But he's got to have that moist on his hand. And that's what God has done to you and I. He told Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house. I'm going to tell you some words. I'm going to tell you what to go and tell Israel. Now that's what he's done today. What we need to do today, we need to come to the potter's house. You say, preacher, where's it at? Brother, it's in the house of the Lord. That's the potter's house. To hear the word of God preached and to see what God wants us to do. Because I don't care if we've been saved 50 years. Brother, there's blemishes. It's on this vessel. There's things. It's on it. And it's pleasing to God. And the word of God will put us on of our Father's hand. And it will spin us and clean us like we should be clean.
That's what I'm saying. Amen.
And that is so everyone that gets saved, they're going to go to the potter's house.
Yeah.
And God can take that hunk of clay and the vessel of dishonor to him. He can make it a vessel of honor. Because he can put it weird in his hand. He can put it in his hand. Like a potter puts that on in his hands of the clay, and he spins it around, and he rubs it, and he presses it out. All these things to make a vessel that will be fit for use, that will be look good, great. And so he spins that thing. That's what God turns it. That's what God does to you and I.
Yes,
he
God.
Takes us
Amen.
And he cleans us out. Brother, he takes his hand on the inside of us. That's where he starts at. He don't start on the outside. He comes in the inside. And brother, with his hand, and brother, the Holy Ghost gives him the moist he needs to rev us out and clean us, make us perfect in our soul. You say, preacher, are you perfect? No, no. But he made our soul perfect.
Yeah.
He washed
right.
His blood. Filled
you,
us
Lord.
Up to the day of redemption. And he gave me power over Satan. He said, I give you power over Satan. So if we want to keep that in mind, we've got to keep coming to the potter's house.
Amen.
Every time we come to church, brother, we can hear a message. Brother, that's like going down to the potter's house. It will take away the blemishes that is in us by that sin in the way of the Lord. That's what his word does. It brings us to the knowledge, understanding what we need, what we've got in our life that's not right, and it will clean it out.
Amen.
If we believe.
Yep.
So we've got to obey him, you see. What if Jeremiah hadn't went down? Yep. He would have known torment. You're in torment completely. Hell now, that's a holding place. So those that dies now, unsaved. They go there. The Bible says the day is coming when hell will move up.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming. He's going to bring them up in the day of judgment.
Yeah.
And he's going to judge them. The Bible says over the book of Revelation, it says they'll say to me on that day, Lord, we've cast out devils in thy name. We've done many wonderful works in thy name. We taught in thy streets. You see, that's going back to what I preached this morning. The false teachers that's misleading people.
Amen.
That is the one that's going to be saying that to him. Lord, we've made a miracle. They turn a form like they've done miracles. No man can do a miracle but Jesus
right.
Christ.
Amen.
But they say, we've cast out devils.
That's right.
That's what they try to do it today, but it's false. They say, Lord, look what we've done. He said, I will look that deal and say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew. They never been saved, even though they went to church and they read the Bible, they sung their songs, but they wouldn't come to him if they might be saved.
Yeah.
And here they are.
Heart was far away from
them. Looking at it. You miss it. You let somebody deceive you.
Yep.
You let somebody tell you wrong. You wouldn't believe the gospel.
Amen.
My word. It said, I come not to judge the world, but the world through me might be saved.
Amen.
I didn't come to judge nobody at your church. I don't get in the pulpit to judge anybody. I preach the word of God, the gospel, and that's what judges people. God said, I didn't come not to judge the world, but the world through me that might be saved. He said, the words that I speak, that judge.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what he said. Holy word that come down from God out of heaven. You say, preacher, how do you know that that is the holy word of God? I'll tell you how. When I pick it up and I begin to read it, it tells me things that I don't like as a human being to hear. It tells me things I don't like to read. And it condemns me of any sin that I might be thinking about. Man ain't going to write a book against himself. Huh? That's why I know it, because it tells me the truth. It tells me what I am. And I, when I read that, I know he's telling the truth.
Well,
that's what I
did.
That's my nature. We know what our nature is. It's the word of God. And on top of that, when you read it, it's got power.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
When you got it down in your soul, after a while, it'll bubble up.
That's right.
Because the power of God. His father sent him down here.
Yes.
He said, the words that I speak unto you is from my father.
Amen.
That's the message he sent with me. John said in the first chapter of Hebrews, he said, the word was made flesh and dwelt in us.
Amen.
And Jesus said, behold, I come to bind you.
Amen.
It is written to me, O Lord. There's no mistake in this. People go to hell, they're not going there blindly. They're going there because God said everyone shall have a right to the tree of life. Everybody on this place and this earth, I don't care where they live, how they can be in the darkest jungles, in that jungles of Africa, some way You look a vessel and don't look like it holds very much. Hello? The vessel's made to put flowers in, brother. Right? That's what we are. We're made that he put his spirit in us.
Amen.
And we shine. He said, you're the light of the world. If we don't do it, nobody will see it. He said, let the redeemed say so. So if the work is done, friend, it's you and I.
Yeah.
It's been saved, it's going to do it. Because Jesus left it in our hands. So you see how important it is that we listen to the word of God, not just read it, but search it. Analyze it. And see what it really tells us. He said, now if you like wisdom, that he said, man, wisdom is foolish. Man's wisdom can't even understand. Man's wisdom can't even get it. They'll mess it up every time they try to. He didn't ask me my opinion. Good thing he didn't. He didn't ever ask me my opinion. He always told me how it's going to be. Because I have a opinion. He knows that. But he didn't fool that with me. He just told me, said, here's how it's going to be, and that's it. When he come to my heart and I repented and seen what it was and I called on him, he saved my soul.
Yep.
Then he took my name out of the book of life and put it in the Lamb.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm what?
Amen.
I'm one of his.
Yeah.
I'm not just a number or a name in a book, but I'm in the Lamb book of life.
Amen.
He put it there. He said, now, you're mine.
Amen.
No man. He said, you better follow me. He said, I'm the leader. I'm the path. And you walk the straight and narrow path. He said, if you do, I'll be with you all the days of your life. I'll bless you. Wherever you go, you will be blessed. I will be there with you. I will not watch you. They won't harm you because I'll be with you.
Amen.
And the landmines that Satan might lay for us think he's going to stop us. God knows how to take us around.
That's right.
Because he knows where we're at. I don't. Huh? So you see, folks, we got to tell people it's very important that we, after we say, they've got to go to the potter's house, get on the potter's wheel, and even get saved. He's got to bring us out. He's got to make us different on the inside than what we was. Take that hand, you stick it right down that soul. Boy, he'll clean it out. The moisture of the Holy Ghost is kept in his hand. He rips it out. Will we believe it? He cleans it out.
Amen.
He brings all ungodliness out of it.
Amen.
And seals it up with the Holy Spirit. Now, he said, pick up your cross and follow me.
Amen.
So you see, folks, that's why he warned Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house. I've got some word for you. I've got to tell you what I want you to tell the people. And that's what he's saying to us. Come to the potter's house, you hear the gospel. You hear in that report, you can hear what God is doing. You can hear what the word says.
Amen.
That we, as his people, we can travel out and we can reach out to those that is in sin and try to do it. You see, that's our job. That's our duty. The Bible says if we love them, we'll want them to get them saved.
Amen.
We don't want to see nobody go to hell. I've had people stand in my face and tell me, I don't care. If God's going to send me to hell, what kind of God is that? God don't send nobody to hell.
That's right.
They make a choice.
Amen.
He gave us that ability. Makes a choice. So just like it on the day of judgment. He said, they'll curse me. And all these things. When I turn the dial up of the sun, it will burn. He said, they'll curse me. But boy, when he gets done pouring out the wrath upon them, after a while, they begin to see that he's really God.
That's right.
And the Bible says they will never kneel down
and
confess that he is God Almighty.
Amen.
But it'll be too late. Yeah. They'll pray it in, but it's too late. Hell is opened up, and they have come out, and they stood. And there they stand. Now what's going to happen? Now I'm fixing to come to the close. Now I want you to know it. Remember this. Study these scriptures. There's more scriptures on this than the potter's house and the potter and the clay. And you'll see how important it is to be at God's house every time the word is being preached.
Amen.
It will help us. It will keep us clean. It will keep us where we need to be. Because the word can cut off all the blemishes. And the stones that's in the vessel, what did God say? I'll take your stony heart out and your heart of flesh.
Amen.
And that's what he does. He breathes us out, if I can use that term. It makes us in when we come up off the altar, really been born again, we're a vessel of honor. Fit for the master's use. And he can use us and guide us and lead us and we can get by. So we find then that we as God's people, he tells us to hear his word, obey his word. And he said, if you will, I'll be with you all the days you and I. Boy, that's a good promise.
Amen.
God has never broken his promise. If we do what he tells us to do, you'll never break his promise. You'll do exactly what he said. So, people say to me, preacher, aren't you afraid of dying? I said, no. I'm not scared of dying. I just don't want to leave so quick. But I'm not afraid. Why ain't you afraid? I said, because if I leave this world, I'm just going to a better place.
Amen.
I'm a winner. Either way it goes.
That's
if
right.
He leaves me here, it's going to be a Christ.
Amen.
To preach his gospel. If he takes me, I'm done. I'm in a better place.
Amen.
So you can't be no better than that. You can't have it no better than that. You say, how do you know, preacher? Because I've been saved by his grace.
Amen.
And sealed up, having spirit in me. need one to come forward to have a person song. The invitation is open. And Tyler, through your heart, the brother of God is upon him. His word will take things and limit you away if we obey it and listen to him and come to him and obey him, walk with him. He will keep us clean. Like you told Jeremiah, I want you to go down to the Father's house. I'm glad you know Jeremiah wondered what he won't be doing the Father's house. When he got that out, the Lord said the word of the Lord came to him. Didn't take him long to figure out. God's given him a message to take. Be good to be here. We appreciate you. Always pray for us. We'll pray for you. We always love you. For you that's been saved, everyone here is saved. If you're all saved, we're going to be in heaven again.
Amen.
I've had people say to me, what has God got for us in heaven? I said, I really don't know. I know it's a good place.
Amen.
It's a perfect place. But I can't tell you what he's got because he didn't tell me all that.
That's right.
I know I'm going there.
Amen.
And whatever's there, I'll be happy with it.
Amen.
Whatever's there, I'll be tempted with it. Because he's got something good. He said, ears have not heard, eyes have not seen what the Lord has laid out.
Amen.
So keep on working, and you'll be happy, and you'll be glad you did when the time comes to go out to meet him. Let us sing.
Here's the blessed Savior. Calling me a prayer. Oh, you heavenly
Savior,
come to me a prayer. I'm no longer dirty. I, your load will bear. Bring me every burden. Bring me every care. Come to me.
We're going to say it was good to be here. We'll be praying for you. You pray for us. We love you, and we always will. God bless you, and it's our pleasure. Turn it over to the brother.
God bless you, buddy. God bless you.
We want to thank God for the message. We want to thank God for the day. Thankful that I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I know I will be there. And I don't know if I'll be alive and remain when the trumpet sounds, or if I'll already be dead and gone. But either way, I'm going to make it. I'm just that excites me, and it should excite us, it should overjoy us. But I just thank God for the message, and when He reminds us that we're not always going to be perfect.
Right.
You know, I used to make jokes and. My family is pretty proud of, maybe we shouldn't be, I don't know, but we're pretty proud of our looks. You know, we're pretty stuffed up people, but when God shows you who you really are, man, I'll tell you what, you feel about this big. And I just love Him for that. You know, I'm appreciative of the fact that He knocks us down a couple pegs every once in a while, because sometimes I try to climb the ladder too quick. But I just love God tonight. I'm thankful for being here. And I think we have, I just want to go over the announcements again. There's nothing left in March, but I do have something I wanted to bring up. I know we have some things we have to, Jerry had wanted to bring up also. But April 13th is communion service. That's a Saturday at 7 p.m. So if you're able to make it, make it. You know, I've always enjoyed them. And here recently, gotten into the foot washing kind of thing, and that's, you know, that's just in another world. That's amazing. I love that. But that's April 13th, and then our sunrise service, which is Easter Sunday, is April 21st. So we'll have our sunrise service and things like that. And then we'll get into May, which is Mother's Day is on May 12th. So, but as I said this morning, that's out in the future, and we're not even sure if we'll get there. But if we get there, great. But if God calls us home, even greater. So I just love Him today. But I also, Brother Jerry, what did you have that I can't remember?
It was just this morning that my father and family will be here.
Okay.
24th of this month.
Okay. Okay. I had something. I'm going to be gone next weekend, I'm going to be up in Marion preaching a weekend revival, so I won't be, and this is the last time I'll see you before I have to ask. Joy's birthday is this upcoming week, so we would like to ask the church if we could get the fellowship hall back there for March 30th, if that would be okay, for her first birthday party.
Is that book up here just to make sure
we don't have any? Is it this one?
I think it is. Just make sure that the
date
is open.
3:15. 3:15, that's the Blanchester, the youth basketball for Jacob, and that's the only thing I see in only thing I see in March. So, I guess what's just have a motion for the church, or how do I need to do that?
I'll make a motion that we allow Brother Dill and Sister Julia to use the shelter for birthday party for Julia and Rasher.
Joy.
Joy.
First birthday.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. I thank you for that. I appreciate that.
So we won't need to get you can open up the building, so we won't need to get.
No, no, yeah, I'll be able to do that. Yes, yep. Can
you got a pen?
Yeah, right here. Is there anything else?
April 6th, the youth service.
I'm sorry, where?
April 6th, the youth service and the tournament.
Oh, yeah. The dodgeball tournament, that is going to be April 6th. I can't believe I forgot about that. That what it is we've done it several years in a row. There is a we call it fellowship service, whatever you want to call it. We get all the youth groups together, and then there is we have games and stuff. More important, or the most important one, I guess, for the day is the dodgeball tournament. So that's coming up. That's April 6th. We're trying to, you know, we're praying for God to tell us who He wants us to have preach it. So you also be in prayer for that. Because I want the right man to be here to preach the message, but God will preach no matter what, because it's always God that does it anyway. But, you know, I want God to move in every way possible so that we can say that God has had control over it. So that's in April. That's April 6th. Can anybody think of anything else? No? Okay. Does anybody have anything on their heart they need to say or do before we close out the service?
Brother Dillon, I want to say I appreciate Brother Clarence and Sister George. It's good to be able to be in service with them once again. We love them.
Yeah, family. Sure do.
Just remember us in your prayers.
Amen. Anyone else? We'll take it home with you. Okay. Most everybody standing. If we could, we'll have... Brother Jerry, if you would, please dismiss us in prayer this evening.
Our Heavenly Father, as we come before you this evening, I want to thank you once again for this, another privilege that you blessed us to be able to come this way, gather together with our brothers and sisters in Christ to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God, we just pray that, Lord, you'll just continue to bless the requests that we've heard brought before you. You know each and every one, all the spoken requests, the unspoken request, the request that's here in the basket of church, God, just grant them in your time and way. Now, God, we want to thank you for the request that you've answered already. Lord, we just want to bring our loss before you, that you'll just continue to spare their lives. Bring conviction upon them that they would see their need for Jesus Christ, have the desire to hear the gospel and repent. accept Jesus as our Savior. Again, watch over the many that need to touch your healing hand. All of our elderly, God, just comfort them. Bless them. Watch over us. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Go, Brian. Come, Brian. Service Wednesday night at 7.
Better.